Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And now it's the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show. Mix 94.1.
Good morning. It is Monday, and this is the pre-show. It is 5:30. Thank you guys for getting up early with us, starting off your week. One less hour of sleep. Hopefully, you guys are doing okay. Leanna, Jessica, Louie, Christian, David, Joseph, Julius, Miss Kit Kat, all checking in on our text line at 21732. And Mike and Martin checking in on Twitter at Mercedes in the AM. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you? I didn't get the chance to do my normal greeting. I had my studio door shut recording a commercial, so I didn't get our normal greetings. This is the first time we're saying hello
to each
other.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, I'm good. I was concerned this morning that I would be all out of it because of the whole daylight savings thing, but I am okay. I think it's because I went to bed at my regular time last night, so which would technically have been an hour before.
Early.
So instead of going to bed at 10, I was in bed at 9. So I think in my body, I did get an extra hour of sleep, even though I did wake up earlier. But it's like you can't do the math anymore. You just got to go with it.
Just go with
and
the flow.
Stop complaining.
It's happened. What I did Saturday afternoon is all the clocks that I knew would not change, like our phones change on their own, but all the clocks that I knew that would not change on their own, like the kitchen clock and there's a wall clock, I jumped them all an hour ahead.
Yeah.
Saturday afternoon. So we went to dinner Saturday night. We got to dinner at like 5, but in my mind it was 6, so I kind of made the jump early, and it was all good. And I like the fact that it was light out later last night. It was nice.
I felt so bad for my daughter because she had a volleyball tournament all weekend, and so Sunday we had to be at the courts in Henderson at 7:20 a.m. So the night before, Saturday night, I changed all the clocks. Everyone's clock was changed. We're ready to go. Well, her clock specifically has this daylight savings time thing where it switches on its own. So I switched her clock, then it fell back another hour. So she was, I get up, I go downstairs, I'm like, why is the kitchen light on? So I go there and I'm like, this is weird. I make my coffee so I can go get ready. And I see her on the couch, full uniform, sleeping. I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, my alarm went off. I was up an hour
early. You jumped her 2 hours ahead.
So she was technically 1 hour ahead because of the...
Okay, but yes.
So she had been up for an hour. She was dressed, ready to go when she looked at the clocks downstairs and realized that it was all off. So I felt really bad. It was my fault I changed her clock.
But there's always that one clock you forget, too. And I have a clock in my shower, and that was the one that I didn't catch. And so this morning when I was showering, I'm looking at it, kind of reminding me of what time it was last week.
Oh, then
I'm
makes like, you feel
oh,
tired.
Yeah, I'm like, oh,
you
man.
You can't do that.
It's 2:15, not 3:15. Darn it.
No, that's the worst.
It's
but
all good,
hopefully everyone's back on track. If not, just a little extra coffee. That's all you need. So we'll get things started, though, for you right now. Time for the pre-show. You pick them. You pick the first song of the show.
Here's what's trending with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Jennifer Lopez is trending this morning. Her boyfriend, Alex Rodriguez, proposed to her this weekend during their getaway in the Bahamas. She posted a picture of the ring on Instagram. It's huge. A-Rob confirmed the news by posting the same photo with the caption, "She said yes." Now, the couple just celebrated their 2-year anniversary on February 3rd. He also showed off one more surprise. He wrote, "I love you," in rose petals on their bed, along with placing 6 long-stemmed roses at the foot of their bed. But no engagement goes off without controversy. Shortly after the announcement, our friend Jose Canseco, who lives here in Las Vegas, he's tweeting again. Did you see it?
No, what did he say about the wedding, about the engagement?
So he started tweeting. I follow him, so I'm like, stop. He was watching World of Dance, apparently. And he's like, you know, I know that A-Rod is cheating on J-Lo.
He knows that?
Yeah, because
what?
He says he's cheating on Jennifer Lopez with his ex, Jessica. He was there when A-Rod called her. And so he's like,
so he's claiming, nuh-uh, really?
And that, and he said that, he says, A-Rod, stop being a piece of bleep and stop cheating on Jennifer Lopez.
Jose Canseco, outspoken person. Is he known to tell a lie or two?
He was trending last week because he was telling Tim Tebow how to pitch and that he or how to bat, and he'd give him batting lessons.
Well, he held his own back in the day.
He did. With some performance enhancing drugs.
True, but you still have to have an eye. You have an eye. Have an eye for the ball.
I'll give you that. Yeah. So now there's that going on.
Let's get him on.
I'm sure we could. I'm sure he would love to come on. There's a contact number on his Twitter that he gives. You know,
this is like his
cell phone number. Jennifer, if you wanna get more information about this, call me. So he put his number there. I think it's his management number, but still, they'll have a way to track him down.
Yeah, what if we try to get him on and let him speak his piece?
Absolutely. I think Jen's working on it as we speak. So
go back though to the A-Rod. So he wrote, I love you, and rose petals?
Yes.
Do you think he did it himself, or did he pay like a hotel staffer to do it? Can you see him with the rose petals?
I don't think he did it himself.
I need more petals.
Well, he used a heart in his defense, but yeah, I think probably the staff had something to do with it, unless he really went. I mean, who knows? Love will make you do some crazy things.
That's true. Good for them. That's awesome.
Also trending this morning is exercise. A new study tells us what I think most of us already know. Exercising helps you live longer, no matter when you start. People who exercise anywhere from 2 to 8 hours a week have a 29 to 36% lower risk of dying from any cause. It doesn't matter what the cause. It's not surprising, but what was surprising, the researchers thought it was interesting when they looked at people who were not active when they were younger, but who increased their exercise levels after the age of 40 and beyond. From when they were younger, and they found that those people showed declines in their risk of dying that were similar to those of people who exercise consistently throughout their entire life. So basically, no matter when you start, you're going to still benefit. It's not too late. You might say, oh, I haven't exercised my whole life. Why start now? You can still have the same benefits as someone who has exercised their entire life.
I love it. Or you're saying you could be a lazy kid and then just pick up exercising later on in life and you're still golden.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like almost identical benefits. So don't stop believing. You can do it. You can do it.
Don't you feel so good, though, after a workout?
I do. I feel like not just physically, but mentally. I think I get more benefits from exercising mentally than I do from my actual body. I don't feel like it does anything it does do something for my body, but I just feel so much clearer and in such a better mood, you know?
Maybe we should work out before we start the show, because I get that high, too, where I'm towards the end of the workout, I'm about to run, I'm thinking to myself, man, I wish it was 5:30 right now. I'm ready to go. Is it because of the endorphins kicking in from working out? Is it the caffeine? Is it the time of day? But same thing. We're about halfway through. I'm like, let's go. I want to be at work.
Yeah, I don't know that I want to work, but I definitely feel better about it. It's even if it's something as simple as a walk or just doing something physical. So that's trending. Bryce Harper is trending this morning. The Vegas native made his Phillies debut over the weekend. He played DH on Saturday afternoon as the Phillies faced the Blue Jays. Now, he came out to I don't know if this is going to be a permanent thing, if it's just a spring training thing, but this was the announce when he went up to the plate.
Batting third, the designated hitter in Westfield, number 3, Bryce Harper.
The theme song to the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air in his first appearance at the plate.
He said that he's going to change it when the season starts.
Yeah.
I was reading that last night. But, man, what a reaction he got. The game was sold out.
Oh, every phone was up. People were taking pictures and video. That he got a walk, his first appearance at the plate. He drew a second walk in the bottom of the third and was pulled from the game for a pinch runner.
I was reading a story about some fans that drove 21 hours just to see Bryce. They drove down from somewhere in New Jersey or something, drove all the way down to Florida to see that spring training game, his first at bat.
We're trying to figure out what we're doing for summer vacation, and one of the things on the list is to go see him play. And he's playing at Citi Field. They're playing the Mets in July, and we thought maybe we'll go to New York and catch him play over at Citi Field. Like, we couldn't make it work seeing him play in Philadelphia, so I don't know. We're trying to figure out what we're gonna do. It's that or Like, we've never been to Fenway, so we want to see Fenway, but I don't like the Red Sox, but I do love baseball, so I want to see the stadium.
Would you go when it's Yankees? Would Yankees be playing the Red Sox?
They will be playing them, but not in the time that we can go. So there, we would just be going to just a regular Red Sox game.
What would you wear?
Nothing. Neutral. Not nothing. I wouldn't show up naked.
Naked. Look at that crazy Red Sox.
I would definitely just wear a regular outfit. And then finally this morning, Krispy Kreme is trending. They will celebrate St. Patrick's Day by bringing back the green original glazed donuts. That's O with an apostrophe, you know, for St. Patrick's Day. It starts this Friday through Sunday, and for the first time ever, Krispy Kreme fans are going to have a chance to win a golden dozen pass, which is worth free original glazed donuts for a year or a dozen per month through St. Patrick's Day 2020. That's pretty cool. The company says multiple consumers will win a golden dozen pass each day at participating shops. So it's not like a one-time deal. Keep going to enter. The green donuts, that's always a tradition. I don't know what it is, though. I can't eat green donuts. I can't drink green beer. All of the stuff. It's like, that's not a natural green for me, you know?
It's too much green.
It's too much green.
The after effect, too.
Ooh. Wow, I didn't even think about that. And that's what's trending.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning, show number
923.
And now, here are your hosts, Mercedes and JC.
Hey, good morning. It is 6 o'clock. Yes, it is 6 o'clock. It's not 7 o'clock, guys.
No, 5 o'clock. Wouldn't it be?
Or 5 o'clock. Wait, no. Yeah, we lost an hour.
Yeah,
so
lost an hour.
So it's not 5 o'clock or 7 o'clock. It's 6 o'clock. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Monday. Hopefully you had a nice, relaxing weekend despite the time change. How was your weekend? What did you end up doing this weekend?
It was a great weekend. Highlight being, of course, Walk for Wishes out there this past Saturday at Town Square. So great seeing you guys out there. Thank you for everyone that came out here, and especially thank you to those that joined Team Mix and Team Mercedes in the morning. Really cool display of shirts walking through their town square on Saturday morning.
Yeah, we had a blast, and a lot of money was raised. I still am waiting on the final numbers, but it was just another great year, and my favorite part is getting to see all the kids, the Wish Kids, the kids that are out there supporting the Wish Kids, and it was just a blast. So thank you to everyone who came out and supported. Can't wait for next year. The planning begins already
today.
For next year on that one.
So that was fun Saturday morning, and then after that I went and had lunch with a buddy of mine, and a nice little lunch, and then Saturday night went out to dinner with my wife, and then Sunday was just kind of... she's going out of town for work in a horse competition this week, so it's kind of helping her get ready for her trip and just kind of relaxing on Sunday. So yeah, it was a very nice weekend.
Are you gonna meet her on this horse trip?
Yeah, so I'll go out next Friday after the show. I'll drive out to go see her.
This coming Friday or the Friday after?
This coming.
I've always wondered, like, I bring that up just because I've said, my husband and I just had this conversation. When you say next Friday, does that mean like next week? Because technically we're in this week.
I had the same conversation with someone a couple weeks ago.
Really? Or maybe it was you that I was talking about it with.
But it's so funny, yeah, because this Friday, to me, would be Friday coming up.
Yes.
A few days from now. Next Friday.
Is
in 2 weeks. But technically, though, the next Friday is this one that's coming up in a couple of days, right?
Right. So when you said, I'm going next Friday,
Did I say next Friday?
Yeah,
no,
you
I
said next
Friday.
So I
misspoke.
That's why I was like, oh, in 2 weeks? Is this like a two-week-long thing? I'm like, wow. But then I was like, no, I think I remember him saying he's going this Friday.
If I said next, I meant to say this Friday, as in a couple of days, the 15th?
But I agree with you. Technically, next Friday is...
It's a couple days, yeah.
Yeah, so it's just, you know, tomato, tomato. But it must have been you and I that had that conversation.
Yeah,
I thought it was my husband.
Too, because someone said, it was like on a Thursday, and they said, oh, yeah, did it next Friday. I'm like, oh, tomorrow.
They're like,
no, that's this Friday. I'm like, yeah, that is this Friday, but the next Friday is also tomorrow.
Yeah, it's really confusing if you sit there and analyze
break it.
Break
it down, right?
Oh, so you're going Friday.
But I'm going Friday. Friday the 15th, I'm driving out of town and coming back on St. Patrick's Day, Sunday the 17th.
This is when you overanalyze things and you get more confused than you ever were before.
We parted ways Saturday morning. How was the rest of your weekend?
It was good. I left Walk for Wishes, went directly to my daughter's volleyball tournament, which was just like a mile and a half away, which was nice. They went undefeated for the day, so that was nice. They seated them for number one for Sunday. So Sunday up bright and early. Actually, Saturday night we went and saw Captain Marvel, which was so good. I loved Captain Marvel. And then Sunday we got up early, played volleyball, and they made it to the championships, and they lost. They almost won the championship, but they did so good, and we were so proud of them. Came home last night and got to work. My daughter has a big report due, so that means I have a big report too. No, I had to help her. She actually did most of the work, which is nice, but just a lot of work on that. And that was pretty much it. It was a really nice weekend.
Did you watch Walking Dead?
I did. Yeah, I did watch it last night. Did you?
Yes. And this is not a spoiler, but I called it as soon as this person was on camera and spoke for the first time. Opie from Sons of Anarchy.
It's so funny. I didn't catch that. And then we were watching Talking Dead after, and my husband goes, "That's the guy from Sons of Anarchy." I was like, oh my gosh, it is. I had no idea.
I picked up the voice right away, but yeah, it was a good Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Good character that guy is.
It's scary.
Yeah.
It's getting really scary and creepy. I don't know how I feel about it.
I know, it's scary again. All right, coming up this morning, lots of prizes for you guys, including here in 15 minutes, got some movie passes for you guys. Maybe go see Captain Marvel if you want to. And we'll do that with an early edition of Heads Up. We've got your tickets to go see the Backstreet Boys. They're coming up at 7:40. It's UNLV note season, and we have your tickets. 8:35 passes to UNLV note. Terrible's Secret Sound. We did not get a winner this past Friday, so that means the jackpot is up to $269. A new clue coming your way. I felt Friday's guess didn't help out at all. We gave her the clue. She had a guess in mind. Didn't use the clue to her advantage. And
yeah.
It didn't forward the cause of getting an answer.
I feel like today's clue, if you don't get it after today's clue, you're never going to get it. I feel like this is, it's pretty much, well, maybe not. Okay, anyway, well, we'll see.
You know, I got a big pop at Walk for Wishes on Saturday is when Chance went out there and took the stage on Saturday morning.
Yes, there was a very big pop for him. Everybody loves Chance.
Who doesn't love Chance? Golden Knights, tough one yesterday, losing to Calgary. 6-3 was the final score. Now, they're a couple days off. They'll be at Dallas on Friday. I don't know, this Fleury's about to have another child.
Yeah, that's why.
They
had already scheduled Subban to play, but yeah, they sent him
games,
home.
Yeah.
And so he was here last night after that loss. But she's, I follow a lot of the wives and girlfriends on Instagram, and I saw a few weeks back her baby shower. It was cute. Oh my gosh. And she's so beautiful. She's just all just bump.
So Flurry Baby Watch is on right now. And coming up here in just about 4 minutes, we got some movie passes that you can win with an early edition of Heads Up.
We'd never gossip.
Or would we?
Let's do this.
Time for the Daily Dirt on Mix 94.1.
You saw it this weekend. Captain Marvel dominated the box office with $153 million in its opening weekend. That makes it the biggest film of 2019. And check this out. Overall, it raked in an estimated $455 million globally.
I loved it. It was so good. And I don't know. I was going to say, I don't know who else saw it. But apparently, based on those numbers, a lot of people. Did you guys love the soundtrack? I loved it because it was just like these 90s staples and songs that just... I was like, oh my gosh, I love this song. And I hadn't heard it in forever. It was so, so good.
Because it was set in 1995, was the movie set?
It started like 1989 and then like 1995-ish. Yeah, 6 years. There was 6 years is a significant number.
There was an issue with Rotten Tomatoes. There were 58,000 reviews appeared on the site. And everyone was just panning the movie.
Really?
Haters for trolls for no reason. That brought down the Rotten Tomatoes voting, whatever, to 33%, which is a horrific review. But it was just all online trolls, and they fixed it, and they got rid of all of them.
Oh, good,
Just now, they went from 58,000 reviews to 7,000 reviews.
Well, if you do go see it,
uh-huh.
You have to stay through the credits. twice. Okay, there's a whole credits thing, and then there's a scene.
Oh, a double shot.
And then there's more credits, and then there's another scene. Stay for both scenes. Trust me on that one, please.
Brie Larson herself, she surprised her full of people who went to go see the movie this weekend. She walked out and she's like, hey, everyone, how's it going?
We were hoping she was going to come in. Because we saw that and we're like, what if she comes into our theater? So we keep looking. And at one point, there was someone who came in late and it was a female. And I'm like, is that her? Is that her? Oh, no, that's not her.
Brie! We did, the radio station did a thing with the Jonas Brothers back whenever they had a movie out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I vaguely remember that.
We didn't find out until after the fact. We're like, wait, what?
They didn't tell us that they were going to show up at some screening. Mm-hmm. That's right. I forgot all about that.
Sad news. Another former 90210 actor has passed away. His name, Jed Allen. He played Steve Sanders' dad, 84 years old. But another 90210 actor passing away. Some Luke Perry updates. The funeral plans are in motion. And Radar Online is saying that the family is hoping that Perry can be buried among the likes of Lucille Ball, Carrie Fisher and Brittany Murphy at Forest Lawn Cemetery in L.A., and they want this to be a big star-studded event.
Oh,
all
wow.
All cast members to come out.
Okay, that's cool.
And then Jenny Garth was getting a lot of heat because she did not post a social media tribute to Luke Perry, and just people coming down on her. Where's the post? Why aren't you saying anything? And she finally spoke out about this and said, quote, anyone who knew Luke knows he didn't give a fudge about social media. So please don't assume or judge or make rude comments. That's really uncool.
Yeah, because she posted a picture of her daughters for International Women's Day. People were mad that she didn't do a Luke Perry one first.
Luke Perry wasn't big on social media, so...
Well, that and people grieve in different ways. Maybe she's still processing the
right.
whole thing. My gosh, it's just leave her alone.
Justin Bieber says he's been struggling a lot. It seems like right after Justin Bieber got married, he fell into some kind of emotional funk. And supposedly it has nothing to do with being married. But over the weekend, he did admit he's having some issues. Here's what he had to say on his Instagram account. He wrote, just wanted to keep you guys updated a little bit. Hopefully what I'm going through will resonate with you guys. Been struggling a lot. Just feeling super disconnected and weird. He then added, I always bounce back, so I'm not worried. Just wanted to reach out and ask for you guys to pray for me. God is faithful, and your prayers really work. Thanks. And then he closed with a sentence. Tell me what this means. The most human season I've ever been in facing my stuff head on. The most human season I've ever been in facing my stuff head on.
I bet it was supposed to be is facing. The most human
season I've ever been is facing my stuff.
Like that's the most human that you could be.
Oh, when
you face your stuff.
You face whatever your life struggles are.
Sounds like there's an autocorrect in there or something.
Yeah.
On accident.
You ever do that nice cool post and you go back and read it later and you're like, ah!
Just last night. I'm like, why? Oh, now I have to delete it and redo it again because I can't edit on Twitter.
This is when Bryce Harper signed with the Phillies, I did a tweet and I did a picture of me and him and some, I forget what I put. I'm like, yeah, I sent it out. And like 2 hours later, I'm looking like, ah!
Did you misspell something?
Something. So maybe like a complete idiot. Delete.
Did you delete it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're like, I can't leave this out here hanging.
Oh, I got to take that. Because Twitter, you can't edit.
But I think that's good on Twitter. I don't think you should be able to edit on Twitter. Like on Facebook or something like that. But you send out that tweet, and then people like it, and then you edit it, and then it looks like someone liked...
A tweet that says something different,
I guess they could do that on Facebook, too. But, yeah, I don't think you should edit there.
That's the worst feeling in the world. Like, wait, oh, man.
It's 2 hours old. I can't just go back and retweet. Ah, forget it.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Michelle.
Hi.
Hey, you're in for Heads Up. All right, let's pick a category. Do you want to go with Apple of My Eye, Tool Time, Scouting, Make Your Garden Grow, or Superstitious?
Tool Time.
Tool Time it is. Okay, today is Worship of Tools Day. So these are all different type of tools you might have in your garage, okay?
Okay.
All right. Who do you want to pick as your partner?
Mercedes. Sorry, JC.
Okay. Hey, no need to apologize. Let's do this. You all ready to go, Michelle?
Yeah.
All right. You got 60 seconds on the clock. You get 6 correct. You're going to go see a movie this weekend. You guys start now.
Okay. This comes in a Phillips or a flathead?
A screwdriver.
Yes. If you need a nail to go in, you need to use a what?
a hammer.
Yes. If you want to make sure something is a certain length, you use one of these.
A tape measure?
Yes. If you have to unscrew a bolt, you might use a pair of...
pliers?
Yes. This is how you make sure something is balanced. You put a what on it?
Oh, my gosh. And a leveler?
Yes. This is the same thing we just said. Okay. This is when you need to unscrew something, you might use one of these... it's got like
pass.
Okay, if you want to make sure that everything
is 10 seconds.
Oh gosh, these are really hard. Pass. You wear these to make sure your eyes are protected.
Goggles?
Not the goggles. No, safety glasses. Man, you know what we got caught up on was a wrench. I'm so sorry, Michelle.
It's okay. Thank you.
I felt like there should have been a time fault in there, too, because you had, for some reason, the first time ever, there's been a double tape measure popped up again.
Yeah, there was another tape measure one.
And then it came up as tape measure again. Like, well, we just did that, so that like cost you 2 seconds.
Well,
so.
You were the judge. You know, you could have added 2 more seconds on there. Michelle, I'm so sorry.
Does anything good ever come out of guinea pigs?
Oh, I'm sure there's a lot of love and companionship. I've never had a guinea pig. I don't know. I know your friend just got guinea pigs, and the guinea pig had like a bunch of babies,
yes,
right?
Yes, she was pregnant. There's more issues with this guinea pig. To me, a guinea pig is like that classic kid pet. And for some reason, these classic kid pets, they always backfire. It seems like everyone, well, maybe it's just me, that has like that pet story of those kid pets, like goldfish or guinea pigs, because my buddy's kids, they wanted a guinea pig so bad. One of his kids wanted one, so they got the one guinea pig, and then immediately both the two other kids wanted guinea pigs. So he ends up getting 3 guinea pigs. A week later, one of them starts to give birth, so his guinea pig's popping out. And then, and this just happened this past weekend, the one that gave birth, they just discovered she has ringworm.
Oh, geez.
I don't even know what that is. It sounds dirty and nasty, and they ended up taking her back to the store they got it at. And said, listen, this is guinea pig. One, she wasn't supposed to be pregnant, and she gave birth. And secondly, she has ringworm.
So what do they do with all the baby guinea pigs that they had?
We have to get into that.
What? Oh, gosh.
I left a certain part of this out.
Well, yeah, I mean, you never told me not to say this, so
no,
sorry.
You're fine.
I apologize for bringing
but
this up.
They all came out like that.
Oh, geez. They didn't survive
They didn't survive childbirth.
Or guinea pig birth.
So that was...
Aw, that's so sad.
I know. My buddy's wife, she comes home, and she's like, what happened in here? And she's, oh, my gosh. And very sad. She cleaned it up before the kids came home.
Oh.
But then it turns out this the one-eyed ringworm. That's like, you know, I remember going to the Midway Carnival every summer. And they'd have the goldfish in that little bowl. And you'd throw the ping pong bowl. And if it lands in the goldfish bowl, you won the goldfish. And it was the best thing ever. As a kid, I loved it. And every year, I'd win 1 or 2 goldfish. And I'd take them home. And I put them in my little goldfish bowl that I had at the house. And the poor things, within 4 days, they'd be floating on the top.
I felt like those are always the most cruel prizes ever because it's a rarity they survive and you spend your life with those carnival goldfish. I my dad never let me play any game where that was the prize.
Really?
He's like, he said, number one, we don't have the proper items for said goldfish. Number two, they don't live long lives, so, you know, you'd be spending your money on something that's not happening. And number three, that's very cruel that they're giving them out as pets. And so I always kind of left that in my kid. But I didn't get to have any pets as a kid.
You had no pets?
I had no pets.
No guinea pig?
Nope.
Hamster?
Nothing.
Hermit crab?
Hermit crab, no.
Oh, hermit crabs were a staple for me.
I didn't have any of those pets.
Bunny rabbit?
No bunny rabbit. Nothing.
Snake?
No. Yeah, right. No.
Those are all pets that I had as a kid.
I didn't get any pets. My dad was against pets, and I wanted a dog so bad, and he's just like, I remember one year, our neighbor gave me a puppy.
Could you imagine your kid coming home? Oh, Mom, what's that? Oh, the Donaldsons gave me a puppy, Mom.
I will never forget. His name was Ben, and Ben brought a puppy for me and one of the other neighborhood girls. And I think basically someone was giving away these puppies. And so he comes over and he gives me this puppy. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I got a puppy. And I show it to my dad. I'm like, look, he's like, who gave you that? I'm like, Ben. And he's like, wait, look at this dog. And it was some sort of a mix, but I'm pretty sure a German Shepherd was part of it because he had like the pointy ears and like the dark around the eyes. He goes, look at his paws. And they were big. He goes, this dog's going to be huge. And I was like, I'm keeping this dog. Ben gave it to me. And then the other girl, Chaka, she had the brother. And she's like, I've got the brother. They're going to be best friends. And my dad's like, absolutely not. You have to take it back. You have to take it back to Ben and tell him you can't have the dog.
So you had a puppy. You had a dog as a kid, technically, for what, an hour, 2 hours?
Less than that.
Did you name him at one point?
No. I think I had it for 8 minutes. I really feel like that was it. And so I walked back over to Ben and Brenda's house. Brenda was his wife. And I was like, thanks for the puppy. My dad says I can't have it. He's like, oh, well, I can't take it back. I mean, what am I going to do with this dog? And I go, my dad says he doesn't give a bleep. And I said the S word. Yes, I did. And they started laughing. I was like, I can't keep it. And then Chaka had to give her dog back, too, because then her parents saw what my parents did.
Oh, so they followed suit.
So we gave back the dogs. It was the saddest thing. So I never had a pet.
Do you want some fish? My dad then got me a fish tank, like the real deal fish tank with a filter and everything. And it was awesome.
That's
it was
a serious commitment.
55-gallon tank in the basement. And it was so relaxing to watch these fish. And we'd go every week to the fish store, we'd buy a fish and add it to the collection, and we had a really nice thing going until young JC went to the pet store by himself, and I bought a baby catfish. Like, this is great, a catfish! Mm. And I put the catfish in the tank.
Oh, no.
Next morning, that catfish wreaked havoc on the ecosystem of that tank.
Did he eat everyone?
Oh, destroyed it. Destroyed it.
Oh, destroyed no. it. There's too much you have to know before you commit that I just don't know.
Yes, my dad called the pet store and they're like, well, your son didn't explain that you're putting a catfish in a tank with other fish. Of course he's going to destroy the ecosystem. And that was the end of our fish tank.
So it was just this gigantic catfish like floating there.
At dinner, the
father. Really full.
Oh, this is great.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here we go. All the news you need to know. It's the Mercedes Hot 3, Mix 94.1.
And it's brought to you by Meineke, home of the 1995 oil change. Yes, $19.95 for an oil change.
All right, today is the last day to use Payless Shoe Source gift cards. The discount shoe chain won't honor the cards after today. Payless is expected to begin closing its 2,500 stores across the U.S. and Canada at the end of this month. The company filed Chapter 11 bankruptcy in February. All stores are scheduled to close in May.
For our Lent It Go, this is day number 6 today.
Yeah.
I was really on social media yet this morning. Did you do something, A, for Lent It Go, day number 5?
Yes, I did.
Have you done any shoes yet for Lent It Go?
I have not done any shoes yet. Have you done? Oh, you did shoes. That was like your first thing, right?
Day 2 or 3. New Balance sneakers I don't wear anymore. What was your Lent It Go day 5?
It was a Nike like warm-up jacket. It's this like lilac one that I don't wear anymore, so I decided I would Lent that one go.
I'm liking this Lent It Go. We're giving up something a day for Lent and either selling it, donating it to Goodwill, selling it for charity, but it makes you go through. We all did the Marie Kondo stuff. We kind of weeded stuff out. Now it really makes you every day focus on that white item you don't need.
I don't like it. Now I'm starting to get to stuff that I'm like, I want to keep everything else. So now I'm struggling. That jacket, I really didn't want to get rid of it. I just was like, I have to pick something. So now I'm getting rid of this thing that I kind of want to keep still. But for the sake of this, now how am I going to find? I mean, this is...
We got 40 days total.
I know. How am I going to find 35 more things to get rid of? I may have to quit this one in the middle.
No, you cannot.
I don't have anything else that I want to get rid of.
You probably have 500 CDs at home. You don't need all those CDs. Movies, DVDs. Isn't it to be clothes? Mine was a garden tool. That was my Lent to go yesterday. It was a garden tool that you used to get rid of weeds. I don't even know why I had it.
So what are you going to do with it?
I put it in the trash and throwing that out.
Oh, what if a gardener's listening that they
want
to use it?
If someone wants it, they can claim it. I've had two things now been claimed. I had a DVD player on Saturday that multiple people wanted because it had a remote.
Uh-huh.
And then a John Cena shirt that a listener's picking up today.
I've had people ask me for my stuff, but like, it's been a lot of people and I don't know who to choose.
First in wins.
Well, they're offering money that I could give to Make-A-Wish. So do I give highest bid?
Highest bid wins if that's the case.
Oh, man, I don't know about this. I'm good at quitting things. I think I might just quit.
No, that's the Lent to go day number 7. You let quitting go and you keep on going.
Yeah, there it is. I let this challenge go. Also this morning, heart attacks are going to... Oh, I wasn't supposed to do that story. Shoot, I'm saving that.
Save it. Skip it. We can go to the right one.
Okay, I'll save that for later.
Yeah.
Disney, they're notorious for stashing popular titles in the vault and temporarily taking them out of home video production. That way they can re-release them, and then they obviously will cash in on all the newly manufactured demand, which is why when you try to find some DVDs and Blu-rays, they're out of print and are going for crazy prices online. Well, that might be changing. Disney's streaming service, Disney Plus, is launching later this year, and CEO Bob Iger says it'll include the entire Disney motion picture library. Everything. He added, quote, so the movies that traditionally have been kept in a vault and, brought out basically every few years will be on the service. No release date for Disney Plus has been announced, but it's unclear if the entire library will include everything, like the controversial Song of the South, or, you know, movies that people think there might be didn't stand the test of time, so to speak. It won an Oscar back in the day, but its portrayal of African Americans is widely considered racist now, and it's never been released on home video in the U.S. So we'll see. We have a list of some current vault movies that could be available on Disney Plus, and we'll get you more information as we get it. All right. Speaking of movies, before Netflix, there was Blockbuster. Now the old brick and mortar video store is on the verge of entering the history books. There are only two Blockbuster locations still open around the world, and one of them is closing at the end of this month. Management of the Bend, Oregon Blockbuster, they learned that the Perth, Australia shop was closing when a radio station called them for comment. The Bend Bulletin quoted the store's general manager as saying, I wondered which one of us was going to hold out the longest. The Bend's location owners say they have no intention of closing. One of the reasons people still visit is the store's large collection of Russell Crowe memorabilia. Apparently, they have a ton of it.
Okay.
So that one, the Bend, Oregon one, is soon going to be the last Blockbuster video.
That's sad, but I am surprised that they're all gone, because the Redbox at the Albertsons that I go to, there's always two or three people waiting to rent a movie from Redbox.
Really?
So that shows there's still a demand for DVDs.
I found my Blockbuster card in an old wallet a couple weeks ago.
Lend it go tomorrow, your Blockbuster card.
No,
give it out.
I'm keeping that. That's a collector's item. But maybe the wallet I found it in, I don't need to keep that. That's a good idea.
See, you get creative on Lend it go.
It's perfect condition, my Blockbuster card. It doesn't look like it's ever been used. I was like, oh my gosh.
Big thank you to everyone that joined us this past Saturday at Make-A-Wish. Walk for Wishes. I don't know what a turnout it was at Town Square on Saturday. Bigger and bigger every year, it seems like.
It was. It was so great to see all of you helping the community. And we just, Make-A-Wish means so much to us. So it was really cool to have such a great turnout. And thank you to John Barr and Finley Toyota. They were our co-sponsors this year at the mix stage, and it was really cool to have them out there, too.
It was the first ever we had, like, a grand marshal. The race itself started. The runners started. Then John Barr led the way in the 2019 RAV4, leading the walkers out into Town Square to do their business.
That was fun.
It was neat.
It's 7:01. After that, I told you I had to run to my daughter's volleyball tournament, and then that was yesterday again. And then does anyone else get kind of... I hate using the term stuck, because then it implies that it's something I don't want to do. And I don't mind doing it. I actually do love doing it. But is there anything that has been kind of designated your job at home that there was no formal assignment, but for some reason, you're the one that always has to do this. And what is it? 702-364-9400. So my daughter has this project due this week. It's her state report. She had to do a report on a state, and you know, she did all this research on it. She's worked really hard on it, but she has, part of it is putting together this big display board about the state and famous people from the state and their natural resources and what's the state flower and all this stuff. So this is due this week, and she's been working really hard on it. And she's like, I overheard her talking to my husband about it. She's like, I have to finish my state report this week. Do you think you can help? I need help with it. And he goes, oh, I'm sure your mom will be happy to help you with it. And I was kind of like, okay, I am. But I always get stuck with the kid projects. Always. And the homework, I'm always stuck with it. Again, not saying I don't like doing it, but when there's a report due, Mercedes is on the project. And I said something. I was like, hey, you know, you're welcome to help out with any of these projects, whatever you want. And he's all, no, I'm good. I'm like, yeah, you're good.
Is it because you're so good at doing them and you do such a great job with them?
I don't know.
That he lets you to continue to do it. What if on this project you drop the ball?
I would never do that because it's my daughter.
Because he knows that.
Needs
but
help.
Unfortunately, you have to sacrifice Brooklyn or Sophie in order to advance your cause with Matt.
Do you feel like that, like school project stuff should be a 50-50 thing? Or if one, he always says, you're smarter than I am and you're better at that stuff. But I feel like that he's just trying to get me with a compliment. So I'm like, oh, well, thank you. Okay, I'll do this. You know, but is there anyone else that get stuck with a job that you didn't really ask for? Again, it's my kid. I'd do anything for them. But it feels odd. 702-364-9400. Hi, Kim.
Hi, hello.
Good. What is that job that you just kind of got stuck with?
Same as with the clothes. So my daughter actually does zero daughter school, and I get stuck with all of the driving. So it doesn't matter where I'm going, a party, the parents out here don't share. It's the responsibility. Once you, that's it. You pick them up, you drop them off, or wherever you go. I have kids all in my car. People don't even know where, like, their kids are. My car, I have your daughter. It's a very different atmosphere out here with parents sharing driving responsibilities.
Have you ever been stuck taking my kid somewhere? Has my kid ever ended up in your car?
No, my daughter loves your daughter. So
I know what you mean, because in my like parent group, there is one mom who she kind of always offers it up, like, hey, does anyone need a ride? And we get a text, and I'm always like, sure.
Yeah.
But I try to reciprocate. Like, I'll try, hey, do you want me to pick up, or do you want me to do this? But it's a whole new world when you have kids and the responsibilities that you kind of get stuck with. But again, I hate saying get stuck. I know everything about New York now. That was her state report. The state flower is a rose.
Oh, so you put a little rose on there, do you?
Oh, we had to print out a big picture of a rose. And then she had to pick two famous people from New York. Who do you think she picked? Two famous New Yorkers.
From New York? Like born and raised in New York? Or can you just go two New York Yankees?
No, they're not yet. This is born, Brooklyn picked it.
But they've got to be born and raised in the state of New York?
Yeah.
Famous New Yorkers.
If you're a 10-year-old kid, who are you picking?
She went with Billy Joel.
No. She doesn't even know who that is.
He's a famous New Yorker, and she went with, I see his face, Billy Crystal.
Wrong again. Oh, man, I'm so glad you don't help my kids on this.
That'd be great. They'd be like, okay, obviously you did this on your own, kid. Billy Crystal and Billy Joel.
She picked Lady Gaga and Jennifer Lopez. But, yeah, so we finished. Now we just got a hot glue gun and everything.
That's tonight's project.
Yes.
It's time for some Daily Dirt.
I love it. I love it.
Love it.
All the latest celebrity news starts now. Mix 94.1.
Jennifer Lopez and Alex Rodriguez are engaged. On Saturday, they both posted pictures of the ring. And you guessed it, it's huge. A-Rod said she said yes on his post. Jennifer just put a bunch of heart emojis on hers. They've been dating for a little bit, over 2 years now.
Was interesting, did you see that they tagged Ellen in the photo?
Well, Ellen DeGeneres has already accepted the position of maid of honor. So she, is that just a bit they're doing?
No,
or?
I saw her response, like, yes, I'll be the maid of honor. But, like, I thought that was a joke, but then I looked at the picture and I touched the picture and she's tagged in it. So, I don't know. Like, why would...
Maybe they're hoping that she would, in case she didn't see it, she would see it and maybe get her attention and she would talk about it.
Why is it so important for her? I don't understand. Maybe you're right, though. I know that that was a thing. I remember when Jennifer Lopez was on the show. Gosh, it was right before the holidays because she was saying, Ellen was telling her, like, it would be great if he proposed to you over the holidays. Mm. You guys should just get married. You should get married. And she was all laughing and stuff.
And then Jose Canseco, you were telling us earlier, was just going on a Twitter rant last night, who lives here in Las Vegas, saying that he knows for a fact that Alex Rodriguez is cheating on J-Lo because he's cheating on her with his ex. Do I have that right?
Exactly. Exactly. He said he was watching World of Dance, watching J-Lo text Alex Rodriguez. Little does she know that he is cheating on her with my ex-wife, Jessica. Poor girl. She has no idea who he really is. I was there a few months back with her when he called her on her phone. Alex Rodriguez, stop being such a piece of bleep. Stop cheating on Jennifer Lopez. And then he goes into challenging him. Alex Rodriguez, I challenge you to a boxing match or an MMA match anytime you want.
Oh, that'd be great, huh? The two of them going at it.
He says, I'm willing to take a polygraph to prove that what I'm saying about Alex Rodriguez is 100% accurate. So,
Canseco, if you want to come down here tomorrow morning, we will have a polygraph test. No problem set up. You want to do it on the air?
Yeah, we know someone.
We can do it. How great would that be? You get your story out, prove you're not a liar. We would have it all set up for you tomorrow morning, anytime you want. We know you're listening. Come on down.
Let's do it. We have connections. We can make that happen.
Real deal. The legit deal. Jesse Smollett was indicted by a grand jury on 16 felony counts for allegedly staging a hate crime against himself. Each count is a class 4 felony, which carries a possible prison sentence of 1 to 3 years. So if they threw the book at him, he could get 48 years in prison.
Wow.
But they're saying most likely he'll get probation instead once everything's all done.
That whole thing. Did we ever come up with an answer as to what exactly happened? Because
he still denies it.
I'm so confused.
There's reportedly a sequel in the works to the 1997 film Air Force One with Harrison Ford.
Oh, really?
But it's not clear if he's coming back or not. If it's set in present day, he obviously wouldn't be the president because that's 22 years after the fact.
Yeah. Maybe he's running on someone's ticket. He's the vice president.
Can you do that? Can you be
Air
president?
Force Two?
Could you be president and circle back and be VP?
Yeah.
But then what if the president, something happens to the president, and then you become...
Oh, then you're right. I don't know. Maybe not. I thought you could, though.
Come back as VP. That'd be a great movie, though, huh? So the person runs, they do the max term, and then they come back as VP. Something happens to the president, and they did it themselves. That's the twist. They poison the president in order to get themselves back as... It's straight out of the movie, the TV show Scandal.
And then they just keep running as everyone's VP. And then they keep killing him.
Yeah, and like, why does the president keep passing away?
They call it permanent president.
Who would be the actor that would play that role? Ed Begley Jr.
Oh, I was going to say Harrison Ford.
Did you watch Saturday Night Live over the weekend?
No, I saw some clips of it. I didn't watch it, though.
So they opened with a spoof of the R. Kelly, Gayle King interview.
Why exactly are you doing this interview? Because people think that I'm some kind of a monster. I'm here to remove all the doubt, okay? My lawyer was telling me no, but my ego was telling me yes.
That's funny.
And then Pete Davidson, he stopped by Weekend Update to discuss the criticism he's been receiving for dating actress Kate Beckinsale, who was 20 years older than him. Here's what Pete had to say.
Apparently people have a crazy fascination with our age difference, but it doesn't really bother us. But then again, I'm new to this. So if you have questions about a relationship with a big age difference, just ask Leonardo DiCaprio, Jason Statham, Michael Douglas, Richard Gere, Jeff Goldblum, Scott Disick, Dane Cook, Derek Jeter, Bruce Willis, Harrison Ford, Tommy Lee, Alec Baldwin, Sean Penn, and whoever the president of France is.
He's got a great point. It's a big deal because the woman is older.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we all of a sudden have an issue with this. So yes, we are clapping for you, Pete Davidson.
My DVR is set to record SNL first run. So anytime there's a new one on, and for some reason it picked this up over the weekend, at some point they ran when Luke Perry hosted SNL from back in 1993, they ran that over the weekend, and my DVR recorded it. So I watched some of it on Sunday just to see Luke Perry come out and do the monologue back in 93. And Mick Jagger was the musical guest.
Oh, wow.
And just seeing the jokes from 93. They had the Bill Clinton was president at the time, so it was Bill Clinton spoofs. And it was just, what a cast. It was Mike Myers, Adam Sandler doing his singing and stuff on Weekend Update. It was an iconic show.
That's when I really remember Adam Sandler and his songs.
He was doing a song. He was dressed up as like the Count for some reason. And then Phil Hartman, rest in peace. Phil Hartman was on every skit. Phil Hartman was in every skit. And Kevin Nealon was the host of Weekend Update.
Oh, that's right. Kevin Nealon was there for half a second.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's something. I never thought of doing that, just going back and watching old episodes.
I never would either. It was on. It was Luke Perry, so I watched the monologue. And it was so sweet seeing him on there. But then I got myself caught up in the skits from 1993. It was kind of funny. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning. Coming up here in 13 minutes, your tickets to go see the Backstreet Boys. How funny was that on Saturday? The listener we were talking to and her Backstreet Boys interaction she had.
Oh, she was so hilarious. Have you ever met your idol? Like someone that you just loved. You finally met them in person. And then you said something to them that was either ridiculous or made zero sense. 702-364-9400. So we're talking to her and she's so sweet. She's all excited because she told us that she won Backstreet Boys tickets on our station from us before. And she was so grateful and she said she had the best time. She is a super huge fan and she actually won her way backstage to meet the band.
Mm-hmm.
So she sees the Backstreet Boys. And they're all there except for Howie. I think Howie had something going on. So she shows us her lock screen on her phone. And it's a picture of her and the Backstreet Boys. And she's like, I'm so embarrassed, though, because what I said to them when I met them made zero sense.
Lifelong Backstreet Boys, grew up a huge fan. Posters on the wall. They come walking in. The words that come out of her mouth were, you were on my wall.
And they were like, okay. Oh, your wall? And she's like, oh, posters on wall. But just to have that, you were on my wall. She said she was mortified as soon as she said it. And I get it because when it's your idol, when they mean that much to you and you just freeze. And even if they're not your idol, but sometimes with celebrities, like I say stupid things to celebrities all the time because like, I feel like I know them and I feel like they know what I'm trying to say, but they don't. In the end, I'm just another stranger to them who's saying something so bizarre.
Well, you have this too. Like all this you want to say and get out and put it into words. So you have this grandiose, at least for me, this grandiose thing I want to tell whoever I'm meeting and convey how much they mean to me and how much I'm such a big fan. But when the words come out of your mouth, it's not what you're thinking in your head. For me, it was Rowdy Roddy Piper, the professional wrestler. I mean, a wrestling icon. Grew up watching this guy. You know how much I love wrestling.
Yeah.
He was part of Tony and Tina's wedding. He was doing a show on the Strip. And I was there. It was like a dinner show. And I had a couple glasses of wine. And he's in there interacting with the crowd. And goes up to my buddy. And my buddy's like, oh, nice to meet you. This is my friend JC. He is such a huge fan. And he looks at me. And I look at him. And I shook his hand. And I just had so much to say. I just said, God bless you, man.
God bless you. He's like, I did not sneeze.
He's shaking my hand. He looks at my buddy. And my buddy's like, God bless you. And he's like, I get it, kid. I get it. I understand. And I'm like, God bless you. You know, I wanted to say so much, but the words, I don't know why I said God bless you, but that's what came out. That came out of my mouth.
I get it, though. It's just there's so many emotions going through you. So you just kind of freeze for a second. Let's talk to Polly. And when did you just freeze in front of a celebrity and say something ridiculous? Polly, what happened to you? Polly. No, Polly. I think Polly met Rascal Flatts. Pretend you're Polly. Hey, Polly.
Oh, my gosh, you Rascal Flatts. God bless you, man. God bless you. The first time you met Ice Cube, the very first time.
Oh, gosh.
Here's a guy you love his music. You look up to him. He's Ice Cube. First time you meet him.
I said, I'm so nervous. And he's like, I got you. He's like, it's okay. And I was like, I think I said, you are my everything. I don't know why I said that. I was so stupid. You are my everything.
You are my everything.
I just love the guy. And so that's why I said, you are my everything. Polly is back. Hi, Polly.
Hi there.
Hi.
That.
That's okay. What did you, what'd you say to a celebrity that just made you feel like a fool?
Well, basically, this was Rascal Flatts back whenever they were not a big deal. And there was a meet and greet at a local high school, and a radio station such as you guys were doing basically like what would have been considered like an EP or whatever. And then a meet and greet after with the community. And I got down there and I said, I think it was to Joe Don or one of the guys, gee, I write songs and maybe if I send them to you, you might be interested.
Oh, no. What did he say?
He kind of got a deer in the headlights look, and then one of the other guys punched him on the arm and goes, yeah, sure, send him on.
Oh, well, at least they were nice about it. I heard a guy named Tom Cochran did the same thing, and man, it exploded for them. So
I was trying to think of a Rascal Flatts song. I couldn't. Thank you for thinking of that.
You got it. All right, Sheila.
Yes.
You're caller 20.
Woo! Oh, my gosh. Awesome. Thank you so much. Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yes. Congratulations.
Oh, my God. My daughter is going to be so excited. I'm going to take her to her first concert, and she loves the Backstreet Boys.
Oh, what a first concert. Seeing the Backstreet Boys larger than life at Zappos Theater, Planet Hollywood. You guys are going to have so much fun. Please take pictures.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you for listening. I can't wait to hear how it goes, Sheila. Hang on the line. We'll get your information. And we're going to be doing these tickets all week long. So make sure you're listening. Next chance to win coming up in the 9 o'clock hour.
First, more reaction to our top story. Breaking news this morning.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3, Mix 94.1.
And it's brought to you by Meineke, home of the 1995 oil change. Yes, an oil change for $19.95.
Heart attacks will strike more people today. There's around a 24% jump in heart attack cases reported at hospitals on the Monday after daylight saving time goes into effect. So researchers say it's likely an effect of losing an hour of sleep when the clocks are set forward the night before. Just an hour loss can have a detrimental effect. In contrast, there's a 21% drop in reported heart attacks after the clocks go back in the fall.
Do you feel fine today? Is it hurting you at all, change?
I do feel fine. I don't feel any different. I feel like it feels like 7:49 right now. I don't feel like it's 6:49. It hasn't hit me yet. That's not to say that this afternoon,
we'll get
I don't
to this afternoon
or
tomorrow or something.
Yeah. How do you feel?
Fine. We just got to accept the fact that this is happening. We harp on this a week prior to it.
I know.
We harp on it over the weekend. We talk about it days after the fact. I'm guilty of it too. We just need to accept the fact that it's going to happen twice a year.
But I don't really want to accept it because I do want to vote against it. There's got to be some sort of legislation. I just want to keep it the same, the changing the clocks and all of that. And I told you what happened this weekend with my daughter. I changed her clock, but then I didn't realize there's an automatic clock changer, daylight savings thing on it. So she ended up getting up way early for her tournament. I find her asleep on the couch downstairs when I get up, and I just felt so bad about that whole thing.
There is that one clock. Maybe you just got into your car and you changed all the clocks in your house over the weekend and yesterday. Then you get in your car for the first time. 6:50? No, wait. What time is it? It's 7:50. I'm turned around.
I'm one of the few people that wears a regular watch, like not an Apple Watch, mm-hmm. and so I have to change all that. But it's so difficult. Like the way you have to unscrew it on my watches, the thing. So I took.
What is this old timey device you have?
I know. How do you do this? I don't know this. I can program it. I don't know how to do this. So I take all my watches and I give them to my husband, and I was like, can you please change the time on these? And he's like, sure. I'm like, thank you. So he changed them all yesterday. Also this morning, could you scrape by financially if you literally had the easiest job on the planet? A new government art project in Sweden will pay one person from anywhere in the world $28,000 a year to do basically nothing. But there are a few major catches. You'd have to move to Sweden. You would not be allowed to have a side gig, so you'd have to survive on that money. And the job doesn't start until the year 2026. It's supposed to be a commentary on the, quote, face of mass automation, the wealth gap, and how humans will do less and less as AI takes over. And it starts in 2026 because that's when a new train station is scheduled to open. The only job duty will be to clock in at the station each morning, which turns the lights on. Then you have to clock out at the end of the day. But other than that, you can do whatever you want, and you don't even have to stay there all day. It also comes with some pretty sweet perks. The job will be guaranteed for as long as you want it. You'll get vacation time, an annual 3% pay bump, a retirement plan, and you can quit whenever you want. It's called the Eternal Employment Project, and it sounds interesting. You've got plenty of time to think about it because they're not accepting applications until 2025.
Do they cover your rent and stuff, or it's $28,000? You still have all the bills to pay,
you have
car
your
payments,
bills.
Everything else?
Yeah, but you could live, I don't know what the cost of living is in Sweden, but I got to imagine you can live a pretty simple, happy life on $28,000 a year just to get up in the morning, go turn on some lights, and then go back and turn them off at the end of the day.
Could you get a second job if you wanted to?
No, they just said there's no side gig.
There's no second job.
Yeah, no side gig.
All your furniture is IKEA furniture?
Yeah. I don't know. There's something kind of interesting about that. If you want more information, we have it. Feel free to shoot us an email or call us, and we'll get you more details. All right, finally this morning, I am not defending what this guy did at all, but I get it. 25-year-old Clayton Lucas has been living in a halfway house near Pittsburgh, and apparently he has a history of drug abuse. And he was on his way to a treatment class last Monday when the guy driving him there would not stop singing along to Christmas carols. Yes, in March. It's not clear if they know each other or what, but Clayton asked him to stop, and the guy wouldn't. So while they were driving down the road, Clayton reached from the back seat and tried to strangle him. The guy almost passed out, but managed to pull over onto the side of the road. Then a cop saw them arguing and arrested Clayton. He's facing several charges, including aggravated assault. Again, not defending what he did. But why are you singing Christmas carols in March? It just sounds weird.
Does it feel right?
No. I love Christmas carols early. Don't get me wrong.
But March is too close to this past Christmas.
Yeah, March just seems too soon.
And we need our St. Patrick's Day music, too.
What's St. Patrick's Day? Just like your...
Do we have St. Patrick's Day music?
Flogging Molly and
Flogging
stuff like
Molly's
that.
Flogging Molly's big, yeah. Our boss is a huge fan of Flogging Molly, he was telling us.
Oh, Rizzy?
Yeah, I'm like, I had no idea.
I didn't know that. He says he's a fan of everything. He's that guy. He's wonderful. Don't get me wrong. But like, if you say you like it, he likes it too, but he likes it better. Or he knows it better. He kind of one-ups you sometimes. I'm just used to that. I just accept it. All right. Happy St. Patty's Day.
Hey.
Countdown is on. 6 days.
Sunday, St. Patrick's Day. You know what else is coming up pretty soon? UNLVino, April 13th. We have your passes to UNLVino's Grand Tasting. And we have them for you coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. 8:25 on those tickets. And 9 o'clock hour, we've got Terrible's Secret Sound. You can start your Monday morning off by winning some money. The jackpot is up to $269. 9:10 on Terrible's Secret Sound.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm so glad to be back on Monday and just fresh start to the week because I ended my week like on the worst note. Friday was such a... Do you ever have one of those days where things just keep piling and piling and piling and then all of a sudden one extra thing happens and it just... Unloads. I ended up in tears on the phone to my husband on Friday, just crying. And I'm embarrassed to say why, because it's, does anyone ever have that where the straw that broke the camel's back was not something that you should have cried about, but it was just things just piling. And it was a gradual thing for me. It was kind of just during the week, like this thing would happen. And it's like, okay, then this was happening. I'm like, okay, all right. But it internally, it was starting to build up.
We've all been there.
Yeah.
Just one thing on top of it. It's like a pyramid. Building. Get to the top of that pyramid. That little thing on the top, though.
Like the cherry.
The cherry.
And then it's like, explode. What was the little thing that just made you lose it? And it's because there were so many other things before, but it was, that was the straw that broke the camel's back. Did anyone else melt down like me? 702-364-9400 or text us at 21732. So it's Friday. We're after the show. And the one thing I was so looking forward to that day was getting my hair done. I was so excited because I needed it. I've just been waiting for weeks to get my hair done. And I was so looking forward to it. So I go over there and I'm like ready to go. I'm like, oh, my hair's going to look so good for the weekend. I'm so excited. And I get there and the girl that does my hair is not there. And there's two other people that are also waiting for her. And I'm like, is she not here? And they're like, oh, no, she's running late. And we all kind of discuss what time our appointments
are.
Even
an appointment at, let's just say, 11, you get there at 11, there's two other people that are waiting to go in to see her?
There was one person that had the same exact time for an appointment as I did and one who had a half hour later than I did.
So she's got two 11 o'clocks sitting there waiting to go in to see her. And at 11:30. And hair takes longer than 30 minutes, no?
Yeah, but with her, she's really good at multitasking. Okay. Like, she can get one, put color on,
she would do two at a time.
Yeah,
okay.
I didn't find it that odd that there was more than one person there. And so now I'm like kind of worried. Like, oh gosh, I hope she's okay and everyone's okay. But I could tell we're all kind of like, what about her hair?
Yeah.
So I sat there for an hour hoping she would come and she never came.
You waited 1 hour?
Yeah. Now, let me just say that it turns out she had an emergency and everything is okay.
Okay,
and I'm so glad. But I didn't know this at the time.
But wait, now the other girl that had the 11, did she sit for an hour?
She left about 10 minutes.
This is like the game of Survivor. She's out. Now you got the 11:30 sitting there. Did she tap out too?
Okay, so the first girl, she leaves. And I felt bad because she brought like a cake for us because she had a birthday. And she brought her like a cake. And I felt so bad seeing her walk out with the cake. I was like, oh.
You guys didn't get into these start sheet caking because you're waiting for your stylist to show up?
So she left. Then I waited. And I was kind of waiting out the other person because I was like, hey, if no one's here when she gets here, then I'll be the first. Uh-huh. And the other girl found another person in the salon who had a break. And she's like, will you do my hair? Because she drove here from like an hour and a half away. She's like, I need to get my hair done. So there I am. And I'm so upset because it was the one thing I was looking forward to. Call my husband. I'm like, I'm not getting my hair done. That was it. The straw that broke the camel's back. He's like, call my girl. See if she can get you in. So I text her. I'm like, is there any way? I know it's last minute, blah, blah, blah. She's like, I'm so sorry. I'm not working today. But here's my salon number. Call them. Maybe they can get you in. So I call the salon and I'm crying. Like, you don't know me, but I really need to get my hair done. Is there anyone that can do my hair today? She's like, let me check. I'll ask around. What's your number? I'll call you back. So it's like 5 minutes later, she calls back. She's like, can you get here at 12:15? I'm like, yes. So I go over there and this really nice girl ended up doing my hair. But I showed up and my eyes are all puffy. My makeup's streaming down my face. I'm crying. And she's like, are you okay? I'm like, it's just been a day. Thank you for getting me.
But now you have, look what the positive. It's almost like it was this missed appointment happened for a reason because now you have a solid backup quarterback. When your starter goes down, your Tom Brady goes down, who's going to lead the Patriots to the Super Bowl? Oh, this backup is going to step in. You've got a solid backup. That is a blessing what happened on Friday.
It really was. But I was just worried about my girl. Like, I was like, and she's fine, thank goodness. But that I couldn't believe I was calling my husband crying because of a hair appointment. Like, priorities. Everyone is in good health.
Yes,
I have nothing to complain about.
Stack of all the stuff happening. That falls on top of it.
What a disaster I was. Ashley, did you have a final straw?
I did. I was on the phone with a cable company, and I felt like, is this trying to buy a car? Like, it was haggling, and my kids were crying, and I just had to join them. I started crying, too.
You started crying while you were talking to the cable company?
Yes. Aww. I was on the phone for an hour with them, and I got nowhere. And I said, call back in 2 weeks. I'm like, I don't have time to call back in 2 weeks.
Yeah, like, don't you know my schedule? Come on. We're getting tons of texts. Oh, my gosh. Okay, I'm a teacher. and sometimes overwhelmed. A 14-year-old was mad at me last week, and it made me cry. This one says, one day I was so stressed out, I was barely keeping it together. I spilled hot coffee in my hand and lost it. I cried in the coffee store. Being that stressed out does things to you. And then this one says, I once cried when I came home to find out my husband had installed the brand new fridge water filter without me. That was the straw that broke the camel's back that week. I know. It's like, just don't. We can't let those things build up. We can't.
You just got to work through them as they come at you. Work through them as they come at you. But your hair looks beautiful.
Well, thanks. I my new girl, she did a really good job. Her name's Audrey. And
is there like how with the Carson Wentz was the starter for the Eagles, led them to the playoffs. He got hurt. Nick Foles stepped in, led them to the Super Bowl. And now there was that quarterback controversy. Could that be a stylist controversy with you, where the backup does such a great job? She's maybe more dependable. I don't know. Is there a stylist controversy?
My original girl had a total, like, she had a health thing going on, and I just felt so bad for her. I didn't know at the time, though, so I was so upset. But, no, they're both great. Yeah. They have pros and cons. Yep. One's close to me, one's not close to me. One, you know, like, oh, man. So now that's my new stress. Where do I go back for my next appointment?
Larry gets the flu. I say, I don't care. Get in there. You're cutting my hair.
You're the backup.
There's something that's been on my mind. I want to just kind of throw it out here right now. I didn't tell you ahead of time.
Oh, no.
It's something that went down within the past week or two. Something that I kind of overheard, a conversation with you and someone else. And part of me wish I would have said something at the time, but it's really been eating at me ever since then.
What happened? I don't even know.
It was a gentleman was going to say a name, and was asking about the pronunciation of a name. Was going to say a name incorrectly. And you went to correct them. Say, oh, listen. Oh, by the way, it's not, you know, Bob. It's Bobby. And the guy said to you, he said... Did he say, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know exactly. Now I know what you're talking about.
Because did he go...
Before you say what he said to me, let me explain it. So there was an introduction that this man was going to make and introduce this person to a bunch of people. And he kept referring to her by the wrong name, pronouncing it right. So instead of Sherry, it was really Marie. Mm-hmm. And he's like, Sherry, right? Towards... her and I, because I was standing next to her, and I go, no, it's actually Cherie. And he said...
Did he say the word listen first?
Because he did say listen, yes. I know, gosh, I know exactly what you're talking about now.
Listen. I'm probably going to say it wrong, how he said, but along the lines of listen, if I wanted to be corrected by a woman...
I would go home.
I would go home. And he said that to Mercedes... Listen, if I wanted to be corrected by a woman, I would go home. And he said that, and I'm like, huh? But at the same time, then things started going to motions where he walked away. It wasn't an opportune time to say something. Or maybe it was. But were you not as stunned when he said that to you?
Unfortunately, no, I was not stunned. Because that's happened to me many times.
Listen, if I wanted, listen, like, attention, listen. If I wanted to be corrected by a woman, I would go home?
Yeah, implying that his wife is the one that always corrects him. And so I was more annoyed, and it wasn't the time or the place to say, you know, who do you think you are talking to me like that?
Because then some stuff was happening.
Yeah.
We couldn't really get into a discussion with this person at that time.
I guess it's like, I don't want to say welcome to a female's world, but I think it happens more often than we think. And at this point, I just try to let it roll off my shoulders, but I should say something. And I'm happy that you noticed it. And I know you feel bad that you didn't say anything, but it's okay. And just the fact that you noticed it is... You realize that was not something that you should have said.
When he goes, listen, I'm figuring some kind of joke of like, hey, you know, I get named wrong. All that. But listen, if I wanted to be corrected by a woman, like, whoa, I would go home like, wait, what? And then he walks off to do his thing. And I was just like, and right next to you too, kind of like, wow.
I think he was trying to be funny, but it wasn't funny.
But to me, that's not even like my mind doesn't go to, like, that humor doesn't pop in my mind, you know? It's like, that's... So listen, if I wanted to be corrected by a woman.
Dude.
All right.
Do you ever think of comebacks after the fact?
All the time. All the time.
I had all these great comebacks.
And that's one that's been stewing, too. And I'm like, I wish I could build a time machine. And if I could go back at any point in time, it would be right then.
I know. I thought of all these great comebacks as soon as he left.
You want to play the jerk and then you deliver the line?
No, like, I don't know. Because then I think, does it make me just as bad as if I come back with something snotty and rude? But
obviously, though, that behavior, no one is stopping that behavior.
Yeah. So should someone... So let me ask you this question, because in my mind, I wanted to call him out for his sexist behavior, but I don't like throwing that word around lightly, because then people will be like, okay, crying sexism prematurely and this and that. But that's not the first time I've received that. I've been on the receiving end of speech
like that. Yeah,
from that specific person. And so I just moved on. But after that happened, I thought about it too. It's funny you mentioned that. I didn't realize that it's bothered you as much as it bothered me.
And it did.
I appreciate
it. It really did. And then the same thing, like, yeah. Like, I wanted to say something, to go back and say, okay, let me deliberately. Okay, we have the time machine. You can now say, I'm that guy. Listen, if I wanted to be corrected by a woman, I would go home.
God bless that woman that lives in a home with you. That's what I wanted to say. That's what I wanted to say.
And then I would have said, ooh, burn.
Face.
I don't know. It's just an observation. I'm sorry that person said that. It's just, you know, people are just, some people. Just slap your head. Like, what are you people thinking?
Do you ever want to apologize on behalf of a certain group of people that you're a part of? And I can tell, like, you really want to apologize on behalf of men like that. But I don't think most men are like that. I think most men are so respectful and want to hear women's opinions. I think that was just the one that just...
It's a breed of guys out there like that, though, and it makes your skin crawl.
Do you see that a lot with guys?
Certain people. I don't want to sit there and pick on the same person, but, you know, you see repeat behavior from certain people.
Yeah.
And I think it's just ingrained in them. And are they going to change you? Hopefully they can. I think everybody can change. It's in them, but some people... And I don't even think he realized what he was saying.
I think he was trying to make a joke, but it just wasn't. It wasn't.
Man,
the right
I gotta
time.
Think about 10 other jokes besides that. Jeez.
What would you have said in that situation if you're regretting?
Well, I would have been thankful that you're correcting me on the name I'm about to say to some people.
No, I mean as an observer, seeing it all go down when he said that to me, and you're like, you said you were mad that you didn't speak up and say something.
No, I wish it would have been like, oh, dude. I wish it would have been more like not necessarily a funny, but like reacting like, oh, come on, man, like
punch him in the face.
Hey,
don't talk to her like that.
It's just something that's
she's my lady.
Come on, it's just something stuck in my crawl all week.
Oh, don't worry about it. I'm past it. It happened so long ago that it's like I'm over it. But yeah, I thought of a billion things I wish I would have said after the fact. You know, it just happens.
Such is life.
Well, you're stupid.
Yeah. Well, you're dumb. You were saying the name wrong. She had it right. She's smart and you're not.
Dummy.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hi, Kim.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. You're caller 20. You get to play Heads Up.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Let's pick a category. Do you want to go with Treasure Chest, Snack Pack, Piece of Pie, Going Green, or A Step Ahead?
Snack Pack.
Snack Pack it is. Now, these are all types of potato chips because National Potato Chip Day is this week, okay?
Potato chips, okay.
I would just say, I'm looking at the list, things that have to do with chips, okay?
Okay.
Not necessarily potato chips, but things that have to do with chips, okay?
Perfect. Thank you.
All right. Who do you want to pick as your partner?
We'll go with you, Mercedes.
Okay.
All right, Kim, you've got 60 seconds on the clock. You get 6 correct, and you're going to UNLV. You guys start now.
These are the kind that you dip into salsa.
Corn chips.
Another name for
tortillas.
Yes. This is a flavor this is a type of cheese. It's very sharp.
Doritos?
No, the cheese is very This is, if you're eating healthy, this is a type of chip you may eat. It's green.
Are they kale chips?
Yes. Ooh. This is a flavor that you have with onion.
sour cream and onion?
Yes. This is a brand of chips with ridges on it.
Ruffles?
Yes. This is what you dip your tortilla chip in. This is...
Guacamole? Salsa?
Salsa, yes, it's correct. And this is, if you don't want fried chips, you might get this kind of chip.
10 seconds.
Baked
chips? Yeah! You got it! Woo! Congratulations!
Thank you.
Kim, have you ever been to UNLVino?
I have.
Oh, my gosh, it is so much fun. We have tickets to go again this year.
Awesome, thank you. It is fun.
Oh, UNLVino's Grand Tasting. It's happening April 13th over at the Mirage. Congratulations.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. We'll see you there, Kim. And if you want to win your way into UNLVino, we have the tickets all week long. Next chance to win is coming up with Heads Up tomorrow morning in the 8 o'clock hour.
The latest news updates happen now. It's the Mercedes Hot 3 Mix 94.1.
And it's brought to you by Meineke, home of the $19.95 oil change. Yes, $19.95 for an oil change.
Daylight saving time started yesterday, so we lost an hour of sleep. But if you want to steal it back, today is National Napping Day. So there's your excuse when your boss catches you sleeping at your desk. You're just celebrating. If you're not feeling a little more tired than usual today, this might be why. A new study looked at how we're affected by changes in our sleep pattern, and it might depend on how good of a sleeper you are in general. 56% of people who describe themselves as poor sleepers said that shifting their bedtime by an hour or more makes them feel worse the next day, but only 28% of excellent sleepers said the same thing. 47% of poor sleepers also said it affects them emotionally, compared to just 16% of excellent sleepers, and 46% of poor sleepers said it makes them less productive, compared to just 16% of excellent sleepers.
I find it so bizarre because I'm the complete opposite. I wake up multiple times throughout the night, multiple times. My wife, and I think you're the same way, for her, a good night's sleep is shut her eyes and don't open them until the alarm goes off in the morning.
Yeah, same.
That amazes me. I wake up so many times throughout the night. Use the bathroom. I get up. I woke up last night. I think it was like 1 o'clock. I'm like, oh, I wanted to trim down my facial hair. I'm like, I need to charge my facial trimmer. I went in the bathroom, plugged in the trimmer, but went back to bed and fell right back asleep.
And that doesn't wake up your wife when you do that?
That's where I transfer because she's so sensitive. So at that point, I transferred. I was in the guest bedroom at that point. So I woke up and just walked in the bathroom, dug out the charger, plugged it in, went back to bed and fell right back asleep.
I used to wake up in the middle of the night and like and it would be hard for me to fall back to sleep. But now I am an excellent sleeper. I sleep so solid and like I remember my dreams and like I had a dream about Tom Brady over the weekend and I wanted to arm wrestle him and he talked to me like that guy did, like condescending. He was like,
"Oh, really?
I would beat you, sweetie." And I was so mad at him for calling me sweetie like that, like so condescending. And I woke up, I was angry with Tom Brady, and I realized it was a dream. Like, that's how deep it was.
I had a dream about you and our boss. Now that you bring it up, I can't think of the situation.
I had a dream about you on Saturday.
Oh, man, were you angry at me? Was it a good dream? You're always angry. I want to be in your dream and give you, like, flowers and candies.
No, I don't. I just bragged about how I remember my dreams, but it was something work-related. I think I don't remember. It had to do with work, though. I'm not sure.
It was you and our boss and something. We're by his office. I forget what was going on, but it was a dream, so who cares?
Yeah, exactly. Because whenever you say, I had this dream, people immediately tune out.
Tune out. Whoop-de-doo.
I'm like, why did I even go there? Also this morning, according to a recent survey, money is not one of the top keys to happiness, at least not directly. Spending quality time with your family has been chosen as the number one key to happiness. To be fair, though, it's a lot easier to make time when you've got plenty of money in the bank, right?
That is true. You don't have to work this Saturday and Sunday. You can spend time with your family.
Yeah, thank you. Also, according to the study, another key to happiness, having time to yourself, spending time with friends. So the top three are all about having more free time, being outdoors more, and sleeping well. Those are the five keys to happiness. Some other things that were on the list include indulging in your favorite hobby, delicious food, especially if it's good for you, eating healthy, continuing to learn and discover new things, and exercise. In fact, the survey also found 20% of us spend less than 30 minutes a day on things that make us truly happy.
That's sad.
That's very sad.
Do one thing today that makes you happy. Maybe it's
I already did. I drank coffee. Coffee makes me so happy. so happy. So I'm good. What
your
about
happiness?
You?
Your happiness. I had my coffee. I switched it from 2 cups in the morning to 3, oh. And I'm loving that. Cause I do 3 on the weekend. So I'm like, why don't I just do 3 during the week too? So I made that switch a couple weeks ago, and I like it.
That gives me that third cup. Gives me that extra. Like, I'm right at the top of the hill, and then it's just like need. Tip to make, to go down the rest, and that's what that third cup
that
does
third cup
me.
Does right.
Yeah, it gets me right there. Otherwise, it's a little more work. Finally, this morning, I don't care what they say. Nice guys do not finish last. A 40-year-old guy named Jason Kasparik saw a stray dog running around in traffic earlier this month in Charlotte, North Carolina. It was a chocolate lab, and he managed to catch it, and then he started trying to track down its owner. First, he took it to a vet to see if it had a microchip, and it did, but the chip wasn't registered to anyone. So then he posted some photos on Facebook and a few other sites, but that didn't work either. So the next day, he stood out on a street corner for 3 hours, holding a sign he made that said, "Do you know this lost dog?" And a photo of that went viral. Someone who knew the dog got in touch after that. The owner turned out to be an older guy who had been driving around all day looking for her. But the story doesn't end there, because once the photo went viral, women in Charlotte started going nuts for Jason, and a few of them have already asked him out. He says he is single right now, but recently he just got out of a relationship, so he wants to take things slow, but there's no word if he's accepted any of his dates yet.
What a great way. Just make it up, guys. Go out there and hope a picture of it. Use my dog if you want to. Have you seen this dog? And just women be like, oh my gosh, that guy's so caring. Look at him. I want to date him.
So JC's teaching, here I am saying nice guys don't finish last. JC's teaching the bad guys how to finish first.
Yeah.
Hey, just lie. Just go out there and lie.
Go to my Instagram. There's plenty of pictures of Jax on there.
Oh,
steal the picture.
Gosh.
You know what? I won't claim them, and you guys will get the ladies. This is awesome.
This is why the bad guys finish first. Did anyone see Captain America or Captain Marvel? Not Captain America. Captain America makes a cameo.
What? Mercedes, you just gave a spoiler.
No, it's not a spoiler.
It's a spoiler to me.
It's not. Did you see Captain Marvel? Did anybody see Captain
Bruce
Marvel?
Willis is a ghost.
I did not. No. Don't. No, it's not that bad. It's so good. Believe me, there are spoilers. But did you guys see Captain Marvel? And what did you think? 702-364-9400. I loved. Okay, there's, if you haven't seen it yet and you go stay through the credits, there's two extra scenes. There's some credits, and then there's a scene, and then there's some more credits, and then there's another scene. And you have to stay. And I kind of am annoyed with the movies that do that, because then if you leave, then you're missing out. So now you know you have to stay through the credits.
You got to stay to the very end.
Great way to get them.
And good for the key grips, because then you're watching the credits and you see who was the key grip in that movie.
But my favorite part of that movie was the soundtrack. The movie takes place for the majority of it in 1995. And it is just like the epitome of 90s music. Do you have a song that when you hear it, you're instantly transported back to the 90s? And if so, what is that song? Just immediately you go back. 702-364-9400. There was one song. There was a lot of songs, actually, that transported me back. But do you remember this song? Connection by Elastica.
Action is
made. Oh, man. When this song started playing, I was like, I love this song. You could tell who was raised in the 90s because everyone was like singing along to all the songs. It was so funny.
That's funny because I think when you say connection, I think of another 90s song.
Okay.
Connection 2. Remember Stereo MCs?
Oh, yeah.
This takes me back to the 90s.
That is a good one. That does take you back immediately. Here's another one that was in the movie that will immediately take you back to the 90s. It came on, and I was like, oh, yes. Like, the soundtrack is so good.
And this, you said the bulk of the movie is 95?
Yeah, there's this like a couple things before that, but most of it's 95.
This was summer of 95. This song was all over MTV.
What is the song that immediately transport you? It's like a time machine right to the 90s. 702-364-9400. Hi, Jenna.
I just saw Captain Marvel last night, and I think probably the best scene of that was the fight scene, and they did Just a Girl by No Doubt.
Oh, yeah. Like, it was just perfect because Captain Marvel, she's just, like, kicking some major butt.
Yeah.
And this song is playing. Did you love the movie? Jenna?
No, we lost it.
Oh, she's gone. Would love it, JC. Jerry, good morning.
Yes,
hey,
good morning.
What song immediately transports you to the 90s?
I'd have to say, like, Ace of Base, I Saw the Sign.
Oh, my gosh. Any
yes,
Ace of
so
Base.
So good. Huh? Any Ace of Base was, like, legit. That was it.
We would lip sync to Ace of Base. I remember. I have video. I got to show you the video of me and my sister lip syncing to this song.
Do you have some songs? I looked up some songs that take me back to the 90s.
Let's hear.
My mindset's different than your mindset, so this will be good. So when I hear this song.
Runaway train never
Soul Asylum. Runaway on a one way. And the video of all the missing kids. Seems like I
should be getting. You know, I'll counter your Soul Asylum with a song that was also in the movie. With some R.E.M.
Let's play Twister. Man on the Moon?
Yeah. This song was in there.
This whole album with Drive and Everybody Hurts?
Yeah.
How about...
We were at Yard House for dinner on Saturday night before the movie. And they play all, like, this song came on. I saw Hootie and the Blowfish in concert with my friends. It was so awesome. It was the best. Okay, I'll counter that with this song.
Elastica Connection?
No, this is Hole. Celebrity Skin. This is in the movie also. Yes. So much good music.
Do you have Hole open up there in your library of music?
Yeah, what do
you have? She did a cover of is it called Gold Digger? Or she did a cover of a classic 70s or 80s song. Gold Woman, Gold Dust Woman.
Was it just Courtney Love?
It may have been.
Or I've got Malibu.
Is there a Black Eyed Woman or Gold Dust Woman? Gold Dust Woman. I remember that being in the 90s.
I don't know that one.
I'll give you this 90s song, though.
Okay. Getting a lot of Nirvana text.
Oh, yeah.
But this will be my last one
from
the soundtrack. You got to remember this one. You got to be strong. Thank you to my dentist who continues to play this every time I visit him.
90s has so many layers. You had your grunge. You had your whole Lilith Fair, too, that took place.
You're right. There's so much out there. I love it.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for Terrible Secret Sound with Mercedes in the Morning. Mix 94.1.
Good morning, Kayla.
Good morning.
You are caller 20 and you get to guess the Terrible Secret Sound.
Yes.
Okay, now, here's the deal. We've got $269 in the jackpot right now. We're going to play the sound again for you one more time and remind you that the clue is privacy, please.
Okay.
All right, here again is the Terrible Secret Sound. Kayla, for $269, what is that sound?
Is it a bathroom stall slamming and locking?
Is it a bathroom stall slamming and locking?
Yeah!
You got it! Congratulations, Kayla!
Thank you!
you just won $269.
Woo! What are you going to do with the money, Kayla?
Shopping!
Oh, congratulations! We finally got a winner on that sound. We're so happy for you, Kayla. Nice job!
Thank you so much, Mercedes and JC.
Yo, you're welcome. The sound of a bathroom door shutting and locking. The terrible secret sound number two.
Can I just tell you, I had so many people telling me that that's what they thought it was, and I couldn't.
We can't comment.
We
can't
say anything.
We gotta stay stone faced. So don't try to guess with us.
Oh man,
we can't react to it whatsoever.
So many people knew that one. That's so cool. Nice job, Kayla.
It was great. She just won $269. So terrible secret sound. It's back tomorrow. We're doing this. We're continuing this. Jackpot resets tomorrow morning, $94.
Here's what's trending with Mercedes in the morning on Mix 94.1.
Jennifer Lopez is trending this morning. Her boyfriend, Alex Rodriguez, proposed to her over the weekend during their getaway in the Bahamas. She posted a picture of the ring on Instagram. A-Rod confirmed the news by posting the same photo with the caption, "She said yes." So the couple, they just celebrated their two-year anniversary on February 3rd. And he also had another surprise. He wrote, "I love you," in rose petals on their bed, along with placing six long-stemmed roses at the foot of the bed. Well, everyone seems pretty happy, except for maybe Jose Canseco. The former Major League Baseball slugger is tweeting that he knows for a fact that A-Rod is currently cheating on Jennifer Lopez. He says he knows that because he's cheating on her with his ex. And so I don't know if there's any legs to this. I don't know why he's saying this. I don't know. But he has now challenged Alex Rodriguez to an MMA fight or a boxing match. So,
and Canseco said he would hook himself up to a lie detector test. We have a lie detector lined up. If you'd like to come in, Jose Canseco, tomorrow morning, we'll get press.
Let's do it.
We'll do it if you want to do it. It's all set up.
Oh, that would be great. Have him in here and do the lie detector. And you're right. Like, you know the guy who does this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Real deal. It's the real deal. Tied into Metro.
We should have just a lie detector for us. That's like when the Jonas Brothers did it. They're like, which one annoys you the most? Or does Kevin annoy you the most? No, that's a lie.
You can buy one online, Amazon.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Are those real?
I don't know. Where do we see that at?
I think we talked about buying one to do something on the show with it.
It's the real deal, but we can get the real official one in here.
I got
connections.
I don't know about that.
No, not for us, for Jose Canseco.
Oh, yeah, for him, for sure. Yeah, absolutely. Also trending this morning is Bryce Harper. The Vegas native made his Phillies debut over the weekend. He played designated hitter on Saturday afternoon as the Phillies faced the Blue Jays, and he came out to this theme song.
Batting third, the designated hitter,
in West Virginia,
number three, Bryce Harper.
It was Las Vegas. Born and raised on the playground is where he spent most of his days.
Listening to Mercedes in the morning.
That was pretty cool,
was
though. In his first appearance at the plate, he got a walk. He drew a second walk in the bottom of the third and was pulled from the game for a pinch runner. All right, finally, trending this morning, Krispy Kreme is trending. They're going to celebrate St. Patrick's Day by bringing back the Green Original Glazed Donut. That starts this Friday through Sunday. And for the first time ever, Krispy Kreme fans will have a chance to win a Golden Dozen Pass, which is worth free Original Glazed Donuts for a year, which is one dozen per month through St. Patrick's Day of 2020. That's pretty cool. The company says that they'll have multiple Golden Dozen Passes to give away every day at participating locations. So make sure you stop by for your chance to win. And that's what's trending. And that's it for us. It is 9:56. I misspoke earlier. Heather has the day off. And our boss, J-Love, is on the air next. And all I have to say is it's going to be lit, you guys. He is going to tear it up. Be nice to him. He is part of the Mix family.
What's in this? What's in the box?
I don't know.
Let me see the box.
He brought a box in here.
And his name is on it.
With his name. Oh, it's his microphone cover.
It says
he covers that microphone.
It says J-Love. What's in the box? You're right. It's his little microphone cover that he carries around. A large foam windscreen our boss carries.
He has his notes too.
Oh, what's coming up?
Oh, Is it rude if I look at his notes?
No, give us the first one. He's got Halsey and Bruno Mars and Imagine Dragons coming up. Is he talking about
them? He writes out his breaks. He writes out some of his breaks on the things he wants to talk about. This is so neat.
What's the first break? Give us a tease.
He's talking about that Heather's out, and he's got Backstreet Boys tickets up for grabs. And they're telling people when they're going to come up. And then he's... Yeah, he's got a lot he's talking about today.
He's prepared?
This is great. He preps for his
what?
Show. This is new. I don't know anyone who preps for their show. We're included. No, CC. I'm just kidding. All right, that's it for us.
Oh, those little headphones, too. He's like a little kid going to school for
on
the first
day. Hydro flask all ready to go with some water to keep those pipes nice
keep
and hydrated.
Keep my voice hydrated.
All right, that's it for us. What was the line of the day?
Sometimes when you meet your idols, you say odd things. When I met Rowdy Roddy Piper, I said, God bless you, man. Which is nothing, though, compared to what Mercedes said when she met Ice Cube. The first time you met Ice Cube, here's a guy you love his music, you look up to him, he's Ice Cube.
I said, I'm so nervous. And he's like, I got you. He's like, it's okay. And I was like, I think I said, you are my everything. I don't know why I said that. Was so stupid. You are my everything.
You are my everything. It doesn't encompass everything.
Isn't that a song? You are my everything.
It's a nice Cube song.
No, it's definitely not that. I can't see him singing that.
That'll do it for show number 923 of Mercedes in the Morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.